Will the House please come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may take the roll.
38 members present.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Thompson is excused from the call today.
Our chaplain today is Lieutenant Bradford Russell of the Salvation Army. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Shall we pray? We approach you, Father, humbly and thankfully this day. As a great provider, we ask that you hear and answer our petitions. For this day, with its pleasures and pains, its opportunities for advancement, and its frustrations of disappointments, we thank you. We pray that the decisions made this day, may they be made in accordance to thy will, and may we each emulate your compassion in our lives and relationships with others. Those you have called by name, equip for service as we strive diligently to help those within our community, state, and country. We ask you to bless this nation, its leaders, and grant wisdom to those who seek your counsel. This we ask in the name of the servant of man. Amen.
Representative Szymanski.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread in the journal.
Are there any objections to the prayer being spread on the journal? So ordered. Will the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 10th and 11th legislative days?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 10th and 11th days, House Supplement Number 7 and Senate House Joint Supplement Number 3.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 10th and 11th days and the House supplements be approved as certified.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of the journal? The journal stands approved. At this time, do we have any guests for introduction? Representative Gohl.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce in Gallery A today. I can't see him around the pillar, but I know he's there. Fine gentleman, the president of the Tlingit and Haida Central Council, Mr. Ed Thomas.
Representative Herman.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, I'd like to introduce my staff for the Resources Committee who deals with fisheries, Janet Freese.
Are there any further introduction of guests? Do we have any messages from the governor? Any messages from the Senate?
Mr. Speaker, the President appointed and the Senate confirmed the following appointments to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics: Senator Bennett, Senator Eliason, and Senator Ziegler. The Senate adopted the following citations: In Memoriam Kenneth B. Sampson, by Senator Ziegler, Halford, Sturgiluski, Eliason, and all other members of the Senate, Representative Sund and Taylor. And they also adopted the one in Memoriam Joseph George Parent, by Representatives Binkley and Wallace, Sackett, Curtula, and Halford. The Senate has passed of the following resolutions, and they are returned. House Concurrent Resolution Number 5, suspending Uniform Rule 23 of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Joint Resolution Number 13 and House Joint Resolution Number 13 amended, relating to the establishment of a relationship of friendship with the province of Heilongjiang, and that those resolutions have been sent to enrolling. The Senate adopted the following citations, and they are transmitted for consideration. In Memoriam Oscar Ellison, by Senators Ray and Ziegler, and this citation was transmitted to Legislative Affairs for enrollment. In Memoriam, Virginia McGillray, by Representatives Sun Taylor and M.M. Miller and Senator Ziegler. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications to come before this body?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 3, relating to open containers of alcoholic beverages in motor vehicles under consideration, and reports it back as follows, and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Ms. Hurley, Chairman, signing due pass, M.M. Miller, Jenkins, and Boucher. Signing due pass if amended, Hurley, Navarre, Cato, and Collins. House Bill 3 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 7, Release of Confidential Records and Reports of the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, under consideration, and recommends it do pass with attached amendments, and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Herman, Chairman, concurred in by Herman, Schultz, Wallace, Cato, Jenkins, Thompson, Sund, Pierce, and M.W. Miller. House Bill 7 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs is at House Bill 29, a special appropriation for payment as a grant to the Matanuska Susitna Borough to provide road access, camping, and parking facilities at the Little Susitna River, under consideration, and reports it back without recommendation and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Gall, Chairman, signing Dupas, Kopanen, and Gall. Having no recommendation, Furness, Wallace, Grunberg, Maru, and Phillips. House Bill 29 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Labor and Commerce is at House Bill 40, a special appropriation for the 1985 Iditarod Sled Dog Race, under consideration, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Navarre, Chairman, concurred in by Navarre, Kopanen, Hanley, Pierce, Collins, Davis, and Boucher. House Bill 40 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs is at House Bill 43, a special appropriation for payment as a grant to the Matanuska Susitna Borough for acquiring land to provide public recreational access to Montana Creek, Little Willow Creek, and Kashwitna River, under consideration, and reports it back without recommendation and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Gall, Chairman, signing Dupas, Kopanen, and Gall. Having no recommendation, Furness, Wallace, Grunberg, Maru, and Phillips. House Bill 43 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on State Affairs has had Executive Order 59, unifying the conduct of search and rescue operations within the state of Alaska by transferring the state's responsibilities for the Alaska Wing Civil Air Patrol from the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs to the Department of Public Safety, under consideration, and recommends approval. The report was signed by Hurley, Chairman, concurred in by Navarre, M. Miller, Jenkins, Cato, Collins, Boucher, and Hurley. I'm still having trouble with your signatures. Executive Order 59 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson. Brief at ease. Would the House please come back to order? On the daily order of business, we're now down to the introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation in memoriam, Cecilia Mills, by Representative Gall. Citation in memoriam, Charles Ryan, by Representative Gall. Citation honoring Roxana Booth, by Representative Gall. Citation honoring Lisa Rydell, by Representatives Navarre and Maru, Senator Paul Fisher. Citation honoring Jaron Ballantyne, by Representatives Navarre and Maru, Senator Paul Fisher. Citation honoring Jew Lee, by Representatives Navarre and Maru, Senator Paul Fisher. Citation honoring Travis Pownell, by Representative Hurley and Larson. Citation honoring Jeremy Willard, by Representatives Zemanski, Navarre, and Maru. Citation honoring Matthew Corey Johnson, by Representative Zemanski. Citation honoring Michelle Adcock, by Hurley and Larson. Citation honoring Krista Wilkins, by Euling and Clarkson. Citation honoring Chester Gilmore, by Euling, Clarkson, and Grunberg. Citation honoring Kathleen McGuire, by Representatives Grunberg, Clarkson, Euling, Hurley, Pettijohn, Senators Rohde, Fisher, and Josephson. Citation honoring Jody G, by Representatives Grunberg and Jenkins. Citation honoring Mu Thongdi, by Representatives Grunberg and Jenkins. House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 by Cotton, relating to provision of office space in the Capitol Building for each member of the legislature.
Referred to the Rules Committee for consideration.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
The citations will be placed in the Rules Committee for addition onto the calendar.
House Bill 109, with a letter and two fiscal notes, by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to interest rates on and handling repayment of state loans and providing for an effective date.
Special House Committee on State Loans, Finance Committee.
House Bill 10, with a letter and a fiscal note, by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act amending the election laws of the state and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 111, with a letter and a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to local service roads and trails and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Resource Committee.
House Bill 112, with a letter and a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to confidentiality of Department of Revenue documents.
Judiciary and Finance Committee.
House Bill 113, with a letter and a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act providing a reserve for the payment of cash benefits for state employees and providing for an effective date.
Referred to State Affairs and Finance Committee.
House Bill 114, with a letter and 2-0 fiscal notes by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to correctional facilities and the imprisonment and rehabilitation of offenders.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Judiciary, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 115 by the Judiciary Committee for the Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court, an act relating to setting a venue by Supreme Court rule.
Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 116 by the Judiciary Committee for the Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court, an act relating to judicial vacancy and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 117 by the Judiciary Committee for the Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court, an act relating to appointment, qualifications, and duties of an internal auditor within the Alaska court system.
Referred to the Judiciary and Finance Committees.
House Bill 118 by the Judiciary Committee for the Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court, an act relating to the small claims jurisdictional limitation and the duties of magistrates and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance Committee.
House Bill 119 by the Judiciary Committee for the Chief Justice of the Alaska Supreme Court, an act relating to the jurisdiction of the Superior Court and the District Court and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance Committees.
House Bill 120 by Binkley, an act relating to the leasing of limited entry permits by minor heirs of a deceased permit holder.
Special House Committee on Fisheries and Resources Committee.
House Bill 121 with a letter and a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act changing the name of the Division of Telecommunication Systems in the Department of Administration and providing for an effective date.
House Special Committee on Telecommunications and State Affairs Committee.
House Bill 122 with a letter and 3-0 fiscal notes by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act abolishing inactive boards, councils, and commissions.
State Affairs and Finance Committee.
House Bill 123 with a letter and a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Pharmacy and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Health, Education, and Social Services, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 124 with a letter and a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act extending the Older Alaskans Commission and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Health, Education, and Social Service Committees.
House Bill 125 with a letter and a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act revising the Alaska Unfair Trade Practices and Consumer Protection Act, adding new causes of action for private business and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 126 with a letter by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act amending the Alaska Securities Act.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, and Finance Committees.
House Bill 127 with a letter and fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to notaries public.
Judiciary and Finance Committee.
House Bill 128 by Pignelberry, Grunberg, Porchot, Boucher, Jenkins, Kopanen, and Taylor, an act relating to mental health trust lands and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Judiciary.
But we have brief at ease for a moment.
Brief at ease. Would the House please come back to order? Under the referral of bills for first reading, we left off at reading the title on House Bill 128. And the referrals for that bill, House Bill 128, will be Resources, Judiciary, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 129 by Pignelberry and Phillips. An act relating to compensation of legislators, establishing a commission on legislative compensation and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance Committee.
House Bill, is that 129? Okay. House Bill 130 with a letter and a fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to educational employees' collective bargaining agreements and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Hess, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 131 by Cotton, Boucher, Clarkson, Collins, Furness, Ruenberg, Hanley, Jenkins, Martin, Pierce, Pettijohn, Phillips, Pignalberry, Porchot, Rieger, Zemanski, and Euling. An act making a special appropriation for payment as a grant to the City of Anchorage for various capital improvement projects within the Anchorage School District and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
House Bill 132 by Zemanski. An act establishing a salary limit for certain public employees. This is not on your list.
House Bill 132 by Representative Zemanski will be referred to State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on the calendar today?
House Joint Resolution Number 8 by Grusendorf, Duncan, M.M. Miller, Taylor, Gall, and Cato, relating to the allocation of Gulf of Alaska sablefish harvest by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. The Committee on Resources has had House Joint Resolution 8 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 8 Resources with the same title and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Herman Chairman, concurred in by Herman, Schultz, Wallace, Thompson, Sund, Pierce, Jenkins, Cato, and M.W. Miller. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that Resources Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 8 be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Are there any objections? That's the committee substitute that will be before us. Has the clerk read the title?
Yes, but I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
No amendments. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that CS for HGR 8 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the advancement to third reading? Would the clerk read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 8 Resources by the Resources Committee, relating to the allocation of Gulf of Alaska sablefish harvest by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council.
Is there any debate? Representative Herman.
Mr. Speaker, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council was given the responsibility of allocating fishery resources in the fishery conservation zone, which extends from 300 to 200 miles off the coast of Alaska. One of the major policies of the council is to regulate foreign fishing and processing within the fisheries conservation zone in a manner which allows for maximum harvesting and processing of fishery resources by domestic fishermen and processors. Mr. Speaker, the message that the legislature will be sending to the council by passing this resolution is the following. It's saying that allocating 10% of the optimum yield for sablefish to incidental catch by joint ventures is too much, and we want that action rescinded. And it's saying in that the eastern regulatory area that the longline fishermen can adequately harvest the entire optimum yield, as they have for the past several years. The council is fully aware of this. This issue has been before the council before, but they failed to follow through on it. We are taking a strong stand to ask them to deal with this issue now. Mr. Speaker, the legislature cannot allocate fishery resources in the fishery conservation zone off of the Gulf of Alaska, but we can give a strong message to the council to help protect our domestic fishermen and processors. I believe HGR 8 gives them this message. The council has been dealing with these issues for a long time and has listened to testimony on all sides of the issue. I believe they will take our concerns seriously and do their best to protect our Alaskan fishermen. I urge passage of this committee substitute for HGR 8.
Any further debate? Representative Euling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Perhaps the sponsor or the representative from the chain could probably maybe give an the differences between the original Joint Resolution Number 8 and the one that was passed out of the Resources Committee that's before us at this moment. Looks like there's a paragraph change on line 15, but I'd like to know maybe specifically what the changes were in resources.
Representative Herman.
Mr. Speaker, the changes were page 1, lines 15 through 18, and this changes the tone of the statements concerning joint ventures to one which is more consistent with the state of Alaska's current policy. that carefully regulated joint ventures can serve an important function in the development of the domestic fishery. I can go into the rest if you like. And the other changes are pages 2, lines 7 to 9, page 2, line 11, and page 2, line 12 to 14. I can explain those if you'd like.
Representative Ewing, any further...
That's fine. Thank you.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 8 resources pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? The clerk may take the roll.
39 yeas, no nays.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 8, resources, has passed the House. Under consideration of the daily calendar, we have citations to approve. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, unless there's objection, I intend to move all the citations at one time. I move that all of the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Are there any objections to that? Desire to pull one off? Show all members of the House co-sponsors? Hearing none, the citations are approved. This brings us to unfinished business. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I have several excused absences to process. Mr. Speaker, I move that Representative Pettyjohn be excused until plain time Monday, January 28th. You want me to read through all these or one time, one motion?
Read them all in
okay.
One motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that Representative Boucher be excused from the call of the House on February 1st and February 4th. And I move that Representative Herman be excused from the call of the House on February 8 and 11, and February 26, 27, 28, and March 1.
Are there any objections? The following people are excused from the call of the House. Any further unfinished business? Under unfinished business, we have a report here by the Alaska Local Boundary Commission, which has been received on January 23, 1985, and appears in the Senate and House Supplemental Journal number 3, and it will now be referred to the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. Any further unfinished business? One last matter. Last time we met, the last legislative day, there were some appointments that were made. There'll be a change in the appointment in relation to the Jobs Training Commission from Representative Collins to Representative Szymanski. Under announcements of committee meetings, Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I have several announcements, and then I'm going to ask for some committee announcements. First of all, letters of disclosure of close economic association between public officials will be printed in the supplemental journal for today. So that journal will close the reporting of those close economic associations under the ethics law. Members have until 5 p.m. today to turn them into the chief clerk. In addition, Mr. Speaker, the Alaska Municipal League is providing a reception in honor of the Sheffield administration and the 14th Alaska Legislature. That reception will be Thursday, January 31st in Centennial Hall from 5 until 6:30 p.m. In addition, Mr. Speaker, the Tlingit-Haida Association is having a legislative reception tonight. That's Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. in the new A&B Hall. If there are any questions regarding that, you can call 586-1432. Mr. Speaker, with regard to committee announcements, I've asked the committee chairs to announce at this time the committee schedule for Monday and Tuesday. The reason for that is that the printing machine that prints this size of document so that it can be placed in the journal is broken. Therefore, this will not be the committee announcements will not be placed in the journal today. And in order to assure maximum public awareness of those meetings, I'm asking members to announce your activities for Monday and Tuesday of next week. The machine will be fixed and it'll be published next week. But for those in the galleries, I think we should announce those meetings for Monday and Tuesday.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Speaker, on announcements, a couple comments if I may. I noticed for the first time there's a phrase that's being used that I think may be not quite within the public need to know information. And that is that under today's announcement for the HES committee, we have unfinished bills and committee reports. Then in the state affairs, we have another one, we have unfinished business for 13185. In the state affairs, we have bills previously heard. The reason why I would like to have a corrected announcer is that I really think that the majority leader and others are doing a real good job. There's no doubt about that. But when we use these phrases, it may be misleading. And, for instance, there's a couple bills in some of these committees I'm waiting to come up again. But I don't know if it should be today in state affairs. For instance, what bills will be heard in state affairs, or what bills will be heard in HES today. And then also in the weekly announcements, again, real good job on even subcommittees and things like that. But I was going to ask if the committee chairs, under your direction, sir, might consider combining bills of similar matter and substance together, no matter who they're by or what party or stuff like that. But it seems like we have some bills of a particular issue, major issue, and there are also similar bills that perhaps should be heard at the same time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Representative Martin. The committee chairmen of the standing and the special committees will take your remarks under consideration. Representative Cato?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to announce the House Transportation Committee meeting Tuesday, January 29th, 1985, discussing HB 38, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the planning, engineering, and design and route selection of the Parks Highway widening mile 35 north and providing for an effective date. We will be taking that up at that time at 7 o'clock a.m.
Representative Boucher.
The Committee on Telecommunications will be meeting in the Belts Room on Tuesday the 29th from 8:30 to 9:30.
Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In line with what Representative Martin just said, the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee today, under unfinished bills, will be taking additional testimony on House Bill 5 and 57 relating to asbestos, and House Bill 2 relating to adoptions, and the committee business on before the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee on Monday, the 28th, will be an informal meeting with the State Board of Education in the Gold Belt Building Conference Room. On Tuesday, the 29th, we'll be taking testimony and dealing with House Bill 19, locating runaway minors, and then we'll take up confirmation hearings on John Pugh, Commissioner of the Department of Health and Social Services, and the Board of Education, State Medical Board, Board of Nursing Home Administrators, and Professional Teaching Practices Commission. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Hurley.
Mr. Speaker, there will be no meeting of the State Affairs on Monday. Tuesday will be a hearing on the two appointments that were referred to our committee, State Personnel Board and Violent Crimes Compensation Board, and a work session on House Bill 34, an act relating to certain liquor licenses. And I want to assure Mr. Speaker, Mr. Representative Martin, that I do not intend to ever have something coming up on the calendar that has not already been noticed. We will no longer have unfinished business. There's actually no meeting of the House State Affairs Committee today. I take his point very well. I also want to remind that there will be a public hearing in Anchorage tomorrow at 2 p.m. on House Bill 48, and there will be a teleconference connection to Juneau and Matsu and the Kenai.
Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The resource schedule for next week, on Monday at 8:30, House Bill 21, Home Sites for Veterans, House Bill 33, Agricultural Rights to Lands. On Wednesday, House Bill 44, Additions to State Marine Parks. House Bill 21, Home Sites for Veterans. House Bill 33, Agricultural Rights to Lands. Again, also on Wednesday, confirmation hearings for the Alaska Commercial Fish Entry Commission, the Board of Fisheries, the Guide Licensing and Control Board, Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, and the Board of Game will be held on Wednesday also. And then Friday, House Bill 86, Establishment of the Willow Creek Recreation Area, House Bill 93, Establishing a System of Recreational Rivers, and any confirmation hearings may be held over from Wednesday to Friday. Thank you.
Representative Gohl.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Monday, the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee will hold its second hearing on House Bill 12, Regulatory Exemption for Municipally Owned Utilities. And on Monday also, the Special Committee on Fisheries, on Tuesday, the Special Committee on Fisheries will meet to hear House Bill 58 relating to shore-based fisheries business tax. In addition, we will hold the confirmation hearings for Bruce Twomley, Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, and Ernie Carter, the Alaska Board of Fisheries. For information of the members, we did meet with those two gentlemen at our previous meeting on Tuesday last, and recognizing the need for a five-day notice, we will take additional testimony, if any, and reconfirm the positions we took at that time. Also, I'd like to announce that on Wednesday, the 30th of this month, we're going to have sort of an irregular meeting. It will be at 2 p.m. In Barron's 209, and it's for the purposes of a teleconference with the Southeast Regional Fish and Game Advisory Committee, dealing with its role in relation to state and federal government, and all members are invited to that.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, the House Judiciary Committee will meet Monday for a work session on legislative oversight. This is a oversight regarding court decisions that have been handed down within the last year, and in which our legislative drafting staff have noted the need to at least consider remedies for problems outlined by the courts. On Tuesday, the 29th, we will continue our overview, again in conjunction with the State Affairs Committee of the Department of Public Safety. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a meeting of the House Special Committee on Oil and Gas this afternoon at 3:30. Kay Brown will give us an overview of the Division of Oil and Gas, and specifically we'll discuss royalty oil. Thank you.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Monday, January 28th, the House Finance will hear the last of the budget overviews. They are Natural Resources, Commerce, and the Governor's Office. After that, we'll hear House Bill number 14, Making Alaska Territorial Guard Eligibility for Debt Gratuity. Also, we'll hear the confirmation hearing on Commissioner Nordale. We'll also be hearing a confirmation hearing on the ABC board members, James McNee and Jack Griffin. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Monday, January 28th, we'll be holding, House Labor and Commerce Committee will be holding confirmation hearings on some of the governor's appointees that were referred to Labor and Commerce. We'll also hear House Bill 79, an act relating to financial institution examinations, and House Bill 56, an act relating to motor vehicle insurance.
Okay. Representative Sund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Special Committee on Loans on Tuesday at 3:30 in House Judiciary will be hearing an overview by the CNRA non-conforming loan program.
Representative Adams.
Yes, one final announcement, Mr. Speaker, is the finance subcommittees, is all the subcommittees is listed on this large calendar. It's on two pages, pages 3 and 4, and they can read those for themselves, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Any further announcements by standing committees or special committees? Any further announcements? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to thank the members for taking the time to make those oral announcements. I understand the policy of the Speaker. We won't be doing that as a regular order of business, but since the printer broke down, I think public information dictates that we do it today. So thank you for your patience. Mr. Speaker, under announcements, if I may, a birthday today. As I understand it, now the oldest member of this body, Representative Boucher.
Representative Boucher, would you care to share with us some words of wisdom?
I don't know how wise they'll be.
I'd like to share a thought or two with you. When I was sworn in, first of all, I want to thank you for the honor of being sworn in individually, but it wasn't really me that you were honoring. It was honoring a person who had the mantle of authority invested in him by the people of the state of Alaska. With that oath, I had started what was my 10th career on my 64th birthday. And on as I look here, Johnny Binkley and young Ringstead and young Miller in here, he's celebrating his 40th birthday. It kind of a flashback of the history of this wonderful state that we all serve. And I'm excited about it. I don't think there's any such a thing as retirement. When Governor Egan and I were sworn in 1970, there were battles to be fought and victories to be won. And there's no place else that the challenge is greater or the opportunity or you get an opportunity to serve such wonderful Americans as our Alaskans. And I'll tell you, I may be 64, but I'm as excited as a kid about it. And just as an older person, of kind of a father of the house, if you will, you've been concerned about how the people think about you. Well, in the few days that I've been here and hearing caucuses and meeting people in the hall, I'm really impressed with the attitude and the sense of responsibility that the members of this body and both the minority and the majority have. And I'm excited. I know I'm a rookie, but it's good to be a 64-year-old rookie, and I'm just honored. And I think I'm more excited about this than any other single thing that I've done in the state, and I'm just proud to be a part of you, and God bless all of you. Amen. Thank you.
This brings us to special orders. Yeah. Representative Pendlebury.
Well, Mr. Speaker, under special orders, if I may, I'd like to further comment about my colleague's birthday. Not only has he reached the august age of 64 and he is the oldest member of this body, he is also the oldest member of the other body. And I'm told that recently he read a book on reincarnation. He's not sure whether he's the oldest member of his own body. Mr. Speaker, I was cautioned in earlier conversations today about referring to our colleague as the oldest member, and we looked in the dictionary for some appropriate synonym. And we passed over seasoned, and we passed over mature, and it was suggested the appropriate term would be ripe for Representative Thatcher. Mr. Speaker, throughout history, all different cultures have found ways to honor and pay tribute to their senior leaders. The Athabascans here in Alaska used beautifully beaded necklaces for their elders of their tribal leaders. The people in Middle and South America have used elaborately etched breastplates as a sign of tribute for their eldest leaders. The Plains Indians have used elaborate feathered headdresses as a sign of tribute for their leaders. Thankfully, our own contemporary society has a sign of tribute and leadership for someone who has reached Representative Boucher's position. And I would ask the Sergeant at Arms to give that to Representative Boucher at this time.
Representative Boucher, do you care to respond?
I know you're not supposed to address people directly in this august body, but Marco, God bless you, and I thank you. And all of you. And I won't use this to do this with.
Okay, we're now under special orders. Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to have the privilege of the floor to speak on a subject which I think all of us have talked about over the last several years, and that's salary limitations. With that, Mr. Speaker, and your approval?
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As you know, I introduced legislation today which I think is a policy that is long overdue to be set forth by the legislature, the policymaking body for the state. And Mr. Speaker, that legislation is a salary limitation on certain public employees and those political subdivisions under the state of Alaska. Mr. Speaker, as you know, we have many corporations within the state of Alaska, or corporations which we have formed, which are very large. They have a lot of responsibility and a lot of magnitude with regard to those people that are guiding and directing them. I look at the corporations like Alaska Housing Finance Corporation with $5.5 billion that they're working with on a daily basis and managing. And I see employees there, managers of it, making salary ranges $60,000, $65,000. I see the permanent fund that's managing $6.1 billion and salary manager, and again, salary compensation for the manager there ranging in the $60,000, $70,000 range. But we've slowly but surely seen over the last several years creeping upward of salaries that have far exceeded the governor's salary in areas that, quite frankly, have to be brought underneath control. At some point in time, we have to put some type of control in place. Recently, there's been a lot of publicity about a salary compensation for the director of the Alaska Railroad. That same individual led an effort, and I think a commendable effort, to hold down salaries and compensation for legislators. It's interesting to note, he's now the highest paid individual in the state at $337,000 for 2 years in compensation. Well, there's a lot of justification. People say, well, you've got to pay for the expertise. I look at other areas, like the University of Alaska, where we see salaries averaging anywhere from $95,000 to $106,000, when the national average for compensation of professors ranges around approximately $35,000 to $40,000. And that's even in the Ivy League colleges. We're going to hear a lot of debate over this subject in the next several months, and we're going to hear a lot of screaming. But I think it's a policy, with declining oil revenues, with bringing the budget, that we all need to address. Mr. Speaker and my colleagues, I hope you all take a look at that legislation. I specifically requested at least 3 committees of referral so that we would have a good opportunity to look at it and to address the issue. I'm not looking at it as being punitive, going toward any group, any individuals, but I'm looking at it as a ceiling across the board to establish it, the base wage, not to exceed the governor's, and not to limit them, but I think you have to take in consideration cost of living, overtime compensation, geographical differential, merit, length of service, hazardous duty, travel, per diem, and I think those can be computed into it. And in certain cases, you'll probably see an excess of the governor's salary. But I think that those special considerations will be allowed, but the base salary should not exceed that of the governors of this state. It has always been a written rule, or an unwritten rule, I should say, for many years that the chief executive of the state would be the upper ceiling. But we've slowly but surely seen it shifting around and moving. And I think it's time that we really take a hard look at it. And I'd urge all my other colleagues to join me in authoring that legislation and moving it through the process as early and quick as possible. Thank you.
Representative Cato.
Mr. Speaker, may I have the privilege of the floor on the same subject?
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
I rise not to criticize or defend any of the things that the former representative has spoken on. However, I would like to make a clarification. In the example that he used of the Alaska Railroad, I would like this body to understand, and all of us in the state to understand, that this is the first quasi-legal organization that we have mandated that they make a profit. I think very readily that we need to clarify that situation. As I say, I'm not rising in defense of the salary. I am rising primarily to clarify the fact that we, as a body and the other body, did mandate in the bill that we passed with the Alaska purchase of the Alaska Railroad, mandate that the Alaska Railroad make a profit. Thank you, sir.
Any further comments under special orders? Representative Maru.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On a lighter note, and in behalf of at least some of my colleagues in the House, I would like to extend thanks to the distinguished representative from Spinard for the T-shirts. Yes. And furthermore, Mr. Speaker, if that distinguished representative would be so kind to explain to the House what Spinard in motion means.
I would like to attempt to have my suggestion, but I'll refrain. Representative Jenkins? Oh, okay. Do you yield the floor?
I will yield the floor. I do have some comments on this subject, however.
Okay. Representative Gruenberg?
Thank you. Thank you, the kind representative from Homer. I wasn't going to say anything. I just hope you enjoy the T-shirts. And the residents of Spinard hope you enjoy the T-shirts. We're proud to be officially represented once again here, and we'd like to provide any support we can to people from the rest of the state. It's a growing area. It's an area that is expanding, and we're doing some very good things. We're upgrading the area, and we're doing some good things with the streets and the roads and the schools, and we just hope you enjoy the T-shirts. I wasn't going to say anything, but thank you for your kind comments. Thank you for yielding.
Representative Jenkins, under special orders.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and indeed, thank you, fellow representative from Spinard. I, too, am happy to be here from Spinard, and I hope that each of us in this body understands that as each reapportionment plan flows, ebbs and flows across this state, Spinard changes. The Spinard, I've always believed, is really in the eyes of the beholder. And consequently, it was with a great deal of trepidation, and I really truly do thank this T-shirt because it means to me that Spinard in Motion has once again returned to the core of Spinard.
Representative Jenkins, the chair cannot recognize you for the purpose of your special order speech. But it was a good one. Representative Gruenberg.
Mr. Speaker, one thing I forgot. When we ordered the T-shirts, we didn't have enough of all sizes. And as you can see, there are a number of different colors. If you don't like or you can't wear the size, please see me, and I'll try to get you the right size and the right color, because I want you all to be satisfied. Thank you.
T-shirts will be referred to the Rules Committee. Representative Pettyjohn.
Mr. Speaker, the privilege of the floor on the same subject. I won't talk about the stories about nuclear disasters occurring in Spinard with damages in the thousands of dollars.
Are there any objections to the...
But looking at our distinguished colleagues from that section of my hometown, it just brings back to mind that old saying that you've heard so many times, you can take the boy out of Spinard, but you can't take the Spinard out of the boy.
Being it's Friday, are there any more special orders? Representative Navarre.
Mr. Speaker, I'd ask the privilege of the floor to speak on the same subject.
Are there any objections? Proceed.
I'd also like to add my thanks to the representative from Spinard for the T-shirt and say that I've been to Spinard and I'm happy to be from District 5.
We must have some committee meetings that have to meet. Under special orders, any further special orders? Are there any objections to reverting up the calendar to announcements? I forgot something that is important to the clerk. Any objections? The bills and resolutions and citations that were read across today will be held on the clerk's desk for 30 minutes after adjournment, and it makes it much easier because they have to start cranking it out for the journal and things. Thank you. Representative Clarkson.
Speaker, one final request. A couple members have mentioned to me that the need to have people speak into these microphones a little better. I'm the worst at it because I'm obviously turning away from my microphone to tell you this, but if you would extend your microphones and attempt to speak into them as much as you can, it would help some of the members in hearing the debate. And if there is no other business, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adjourn until Monday at 10 a.m. That's Monday, January 28th.
Any objections? So ordered.